This is James McElhinney speaking to Linda Nochlin at her home at 875 West End Avenue in New York, New York, on Wednesday, June the 9th, 2010. Hello.
Hi.
Nice to be here with you, have this conversation. May we begin by speaking about your life?
Sure.
Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I was born at Long Island College Hospital on January 30th, 1931. And I lived at 250 Cran Street in Cran Heights, which was an apartment building built by my grandfather. And he had the upstairs apartment, we had an apartment, and my mother's parents and my aunt also had an apartment in that building. And many of my cousins lived in nearby apartment buildings. And, you know, it was an all-Jewish neighborhood, mainly secular Jews, but some others too. My grandfather, sorry, the cat scratching. Okay, close. My grandfather, who was my father's father, who owned the building, had made a lot of money. In the newspaper delivery business, Weinberg News was known all over, delivered all the newspapers in Brooklyn, and in those days, that was a lot of newspapers. He was quite left-wing, very progressive, wonderful guy, and I loved that grandmother, too. My extended family was very much part of my own family. You know, I was very close to them.
Large, close-knit family.
Wasn't large. Small, close-knit.
Oh, but you were saying you had cousins in the neighborhood.
Yeah, they were not, you know, the people who were, they were close, I guess, but not that close. No, I was talking about grandparents, aunts and uncles. My mother's family, my grandfather was a doctor. He was an obstetrician gynecologist, and he had his own little lying-in hospital in Brooklyn. And I would go sometimes to look at the newborns. I'm always fascinated. And he was a true intellectual. He was a member of the Theater Guild, knew a lot of writers and poets, mainly Yiddish ones, but also he loved Irish literature. He loved Studs Lonergan. He introduced me to Russian literature, American, English, Irish. I mean, he really loved everything Irish, though we were all Jewish. He was actively anti-religious, if I may say. Both of them were. The other grandfather was a member of the, I think it was called the Tom Paine Society, which was a secularist, anti-religious, atheist organization. I'm proud to say I am also a member of a similar society with a publication. I can't remember the exact name, but I'm a member of it. And I got that from my far back as my grandparents, my mother. All of them were idealists and believers that everything that was good, as well as everything that was bad, was purely human or natural, period. Nobody in our family ever passed away, which is a vulgarism anyway, but they all died, alas. So that's something.
So what were the origins of that